Next patient is Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R. Date is for 9:15. And her date of birth is 7/23/41. This is a 84-year-old woman being evaluated for hospice care, no, for face-to-face evaluation today, period. Patient was seen for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation, which this will be, this face-to-face will be shared with the medical director. Patient is currently in her second benefit period. Miss Jennings is a 84-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of Miss Warner, I meant to say, W-A-R-N-E-R. With the hospice diagnosis of chronic systolic congestive heart failure. Other comorbidities include acute respiratory failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, anemia, muscle weakness, unsteadiness on her feet, chronic dizziness, gait, abnormal gait and mobility, hypertension, essential, hereditary, and idiopathic neuropathy, and severe protein calorie malnutrition associated with weight loss, period. Her MAC was started at 28 centimeter, is now at 28 centimeter, but she definitely has decreased appetite. She has pedal edema of the lower extremity, 2+, JVD, right-sided heart failure. She has oxygen available, but today's oxygen level was 96% on room air with a blood pressure of 160/88. Temperature 97.3 with a pulse of 56. Patient is originally, new paragraph, originally from Galveston. She used to work for the police department. She sleeps on two pillows. She has both orthopnea and PND. She has high risk of fall, decreased appetite, decreased weight. Patient requires help with ADL. She does have some issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, but she tries to continue to use the bathroom and be stay independent, period. She has a PPS score of 50%, given her confusion related to her hypoxemia. It puts her at FAST score of 6E with occasional incontinence of both urine and fecal. Patient most of the time is only oriented to person, by the way. She has shortness of breath with minimal exertion. which puts her at New York Heart Association Class 3 with minimal response to bronchodilators, period. Patient's heart failure appears to be both systolic and mixed systolic and diastolic in nature. Patient remains high risk of fall. Given natural progression of her disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Let me see if there's anything else I want to say. By the way, previously in the past few months has required ER visits for exacerbation of CHF associated with fatigue, increased shortness of breath, pulmonary edema, and lower extremity edema as well. Oh, change that to New York Heart Association Class 4 and change that to patient is short of breath at rest, and with exertion it becomes 100 times worse. She's not able to perform any physical activity without becoming short of breath. Her weight loss of initially 156 down to 143 is results of cardiac cachexia related to her CHF, as well as muscle wasting and cognitive decline related to hypoxemia and chronic CHF. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.